Doctor.
Yes, we listeners. This is Dr. Wynn Parker of Parker Pathways, and we have a special treat today, a special awareness of a New York Times bestseller review of The Hidden Passages in Water by Masaru Emoto, and we have the publisher, Cynthia Black of Beyond Words Publishing, that is going to be my guest. The review on this book that's been sold around the world is that The Hidden Messages in Water introduces the revolutionary work of an internationally renowned Japanese scientist, Masaru Emoto, which has discovered the molecules of water are affected by our thoughts, words, and feelings. Since humans and the earth are composed mostly of water, his message is one of personal health, global environmental renewal, and a practical plan for peace that starts with each one of us. On the flyleaf of this piece of work, it states that this book has the potential to profoundly transform our worldview. Using high-speed photography, Dr. Masaru Emoto discovered that crystals formed in frozen water reveal changes when specific concentrated thoughts are directed toward them. He found that water from clear springs and water that had been exposed to loving words show brilliant, complex, and colorful snowflake patterns. In contrast, polluted water or water exposed to negative thoughts form incomplete, asymmetrical patterns with dull colors. The implications of this research create a new awareness of how we can positively impact the earth and our personal health. The hidden passages in water have many photographs, which when you wish to buy the book, you will see the photographs, and each photograph has a situational thought connected with it and a philosophy that's explained in the book, of which we will cover many of these aspects that have to do with what we call cognitive thought, the clearing of water, the process of how it interrelates on a bigger scale to quantum physics, and the relationship of how we must repair our infrastructure politically and legally to come close to what is going to be the 21st century of our world. Water will be the next battleground. And we are fortunate to have Cynthia Black as the publisher who published this in English. And I think it was a very well done book. And when we come back from the break, we'll bring her on and we will discuss things. Cynthia, are you there?
Hi there.
Hello, Cynthia. Good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. Nice to be with you.
Yes. Did I cover the preface of the book reasonably well?
Yes, you did.
Good. We'll have an opportunity with this particular audience that's really clued into a lot of different levels of these things, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to express your feelings about this work.
Okay.
And then I will ask various questions relating to medical and science that you can fill in, and then we'll have a conversation.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sure thing, Cynthia.
Thanks.
We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is Parker Pathways, and Wynn Parker and Cynthia Black together in the same orbit of life that the Hidden Messages in Water by Masaru Emoto we will discuss, and later we'll open this up to callers. Cynthia, yeah. I have a story that I'd like to read to you that's in today's front page of a lot of major newspapers. And when I read this story, the knowledge that you have about this experience and journey that you took with Masaru Emoto, I'd like to have you interrelate it and begin your narration and feelings after I read you this story. The story reads that there's a huge odd planet found. The largest planet ever detected, roughly one-third larger in diameter than Jupiter, has been discovered by astronomers about 450 light years from Earth. And the planet is so light, it would float in water.
Mm.
And it was named by the astronomers, Cynthia, after the goddess Eris. Now, the goddess Eris, I looked it up, and in Greek mythology, that's the goddess that causes strife among men.
Mm.
And this particular planet, larger in diameter than Jupiter, has a moon. And they named it Dismonia. And I looked up Dismonia. And that is the daughter demon spirit of lawlessness. Now, based upon Mystery Motive's scientific work and his theory about the formation of information from the cosmic of water coming to the earth, you can see the dichotomy here.
Yes, I can.
And I'd really like to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, this is new information to me, Wynn, and I appreciate your sharing that. As you know, and I guess some of your listeners may know this, but it's probably new to some of the others, Dr. Emoto really has put forth the idea for many years that he believes all of the water that we have on Earth has come from space, and that it is continuing to come down, and that's how, you know, new water comes to the Earth in the form of ice comets, he calls them. And so I think he would find this very, very interesting. I think we were talking a little bit ago, Wynn, about this, and there was a study that came out just over the last year from the, or an announcement from the University of Hawaii. And they have confirmed that this is indeed true, that water has been coming from space and continues to come in the form of ice comets. So his theories, which he's put forth for probably the last 10 years, are being confirmed by scientists now. And I think your this new announcement about the planet is very much in alignment with all of that information. You know, it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Is there were a lot of experiments that were done years ago that we'll get more interchange on later. Mm-hmm. The things that I can talk about that were done in the fancy field world of remote viewing in medicine, where we were doing work with the Russians at the time, and we were changing cancer cells with our brain power and everything else. It's very complex how that happened. But when you look back on that, Emoto's work is a synthesizer for something really much more important. I feel how the mind and the new physics, I call it, mm-hmm. with the water crystal, as demonstrated by the crystal's reaction.
Yes.
From the thought.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do it with one crystal, you could do it with one cell that has a crystal. Do you go along with that?
Yes, I do, actually. We're working with a biophysicist who's actually doing that now, and healing on a cell level. And I'm finding that, yes, that's something that's coming forth, that sort of concept and a way that people are working is starting to come forth in a much larger way now.
Mm-hmm. I bet the idea that water, according to Mr. Ramona, I think he's mm-hmm. expressed it well, is it copies and memorizes information.
Yes, it does. It has a. He believes that water has a memory, and that you can expose it to something now, and it shows up in the water when you freeze it, and then you can expose it to something, you know, an hour later that's different, and it will also copy that also and express that in the water. So water changes, can change very easily and be affected by our thoughts, our words, and also he's tested it with music. So those three areas he's done a lot of extensive experiments on, and that's the evidence of that is what is shown mainly in the books that we published of his.
Mm-hmm. I found that from looking at the photographs of Mozart and Bach,
mm-hmm.
When it was played to the crystal,
uh-huh.
it was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I like the configuration of the music of from Swan Lake.
Yes. And actually, just coming up in the next month, we have he's done a lot of work with music, and something I'd be happy to share with you too is kind of how he got into this. And but he's done a lot of work with music, and actually as a healing method, and Music pieces like Swan Lake are something that he's found work. That particular piece works a lot for helping with the joints and in the body. And he's just, we're bringing out a new book with him that has two music CDs. And he says that in the future you'll go to the pharmacy and they'll give you a music CD that you take home and you listen to that helps heal the body.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just put out a product with him now in the next month. It'll be coming out new. That's called Water Crystal Healing. That has that shows the images like you're talking about, some additional new ones, and also has music to accompany it, which is
mm-hmm.
wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Well, when those products come out, I really appreciate you letting me know about it. And
sure.
Maybe we can do something about that on RBN here,
mm-hmm.
because all of this, as we'll get into as we move along into the other level of how this all applies within our body and then our external
mm-hmm.
world,
mm-hmm.
To be able to think on the idea that existence is really a vibration.
Yes.
And to be able to interrelate it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get back to having you discuss how Dr. Emoto got into all of this, and I will that in just a minute.
Okay.
But the idea of existence and vibration
mm-hmm.
Is something I was thinking about when I was talking with one of the directors of the General Accounting Office, and I was discussing the idea of what it would cost to repair the infrastructure of pipes in the United States of America so that we would not have a lot of disinfectant byproducts in the waters, as well as some very exotic chemistry, and we are of course drinking this. And the figure he gave me was $1.5 trillion, which mm-hmm. will be equal to January year 2007 for the total cost of the Iraqi war.
Wow.
And I made a comment independent from before I actually had read Dr. Emoto's work. I had written it down on a napkin, in fact. I was making my preliminary notes because I knew that at the American Waterworks Association conference, I would meet him, the GAO director.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's a political appointment by the President of the United States. And I had written down existence is vibration. And so I was stunned when I reached page 39 and Dr. Emoto's The Hidden Messages in Water and saw that. And I said, well, this makes a lot of sense, because his reaction was one of anger to me, that I would even express that to the public, because
mm-hmm.
he didn't want the public to know that figure.
Yes, I'm sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Of, you know, he didn't want them to know. And so I said, well, how do you plan to do it? He says, well, I won't say exactly what he said, but the whole point is that it was that the public would pay for it indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a point that, well, most of the people that I've talked with in government say, well, the economy of scale is that 5% of the population is going to die anyway. And that's mm-hmm. what they really say.
Mm-hmm.
And then they really say, well, if they have a problem, they can buy bottled water. So not everyone can buy bottled water.
That's true, and it's getting more expensive too.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, and of course, you've got the figure I was given was $6 million a year is being spent on bottled water as we in America right now.
$6 million.
$6 million.
Wow.
And so, when we get back on the break, I'd like to hear how Dr. Emoto got into this, because if I were Dr. Emoto and I was talking to the GAO chairman,
mm-hmm.
I would get into it for a different reason. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
To be able to work another aspect of it. When we get back, we'll get your impressions on Dr. Emoto, how he got into this, and the music aspect of this for healing.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom, secure a future for you and your family, and do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
This is Parker Pathways, and we're resuming with Cynthia Black on how Mr. Emoto got into it.
Great.
I think that would be fascinating to find out.
Surely. And if it's all right, Wynn, I'd like to give our website, too, in case your audience wants to know more about him.
Absolutely.
It's www.beyondword.com. So BEYONDWORD.com. I didn't meet Dr. Emoto. What happened is I heard about him from one of my other authors, and they had heard him speak in the United States. His books were self-published at that time in Japanese and English together and were very difficult to find. And so I managed to connect with him and bought the rights to one of his books, which we called The Hidden Messages in Water, and translated it from Japanese to English. And so I got to know Dr. Emoto as a result of publishing that book, and that book came out, The Hidden Messages, in 2004. At the same time, the movie What the Bleep Do We Know came out, which is an independent film that really sort of became almost a cult classic. And Dr. Emoto's images were prominently featured in this movie. We had no idea it was coming out. Dr. Emoto had filmed footage and allowed, or actually they had filmed footage of his crystal pictures about 3 years before, and he didn't know the movie was coming out. And so his work, which had just really been known by a small group of people around the United States, became known to millions of people as a result of the movie coming out. And I got to spend time with Dr. Emoto in April of 2004 when his book first came out. And He is a lovely man. He's been really kind of happened into this work in a very interesting way. He has a love for water, has since he was a child, but he got into exporting and importing as his business to start. And he brought a machine in from, I believe it was from Europe, or maybe it was actually the United States, that he, I guess, measured energy. And what he discovered with this, as he used it more and more, is that he was able to help people with their health using this machine. And it was able to measure the vibration of people. And he discovered when he, because what he would do is he would work with them in person and hook them up to it, and it would tell him what was going on in the body and what was off, and he was able to fix it by using this machine. Well, at one point, someone couldn't come in, and so he actually put the remedy in water, and it was given to them after they used their photograph. And they took the water, and the water actually balanced out the problems in their body. So then he decided he would start taking photographs of water as it was affected by different things, and started experimenting with words, and then with photographs, and with music. And this is how he got into it, because they discovered that when they froze the water, and then put it under a microscope in a very small dot of water, that as the water started to melt over about a two-minute period, that these, if the water had been exposed to beautiful words or love, you know, positive words, these lovely crystals would appear. But if, let's say, the word love was exposed to it, and then if you put on in another sample of water the word hate, and put that under the microscope, it created a very ugly-looking image. It was not; it did not form a crystal. So this, you know, he's now spent years doing this, and he has a couple of labs around the world, mainly in Japan, but he also has one now in Liechtenstein, and I think he's in the process of setting up one in the United States as well. But he, you know, he is not a scientist. He's a researcher. His background is not science. He's one of those big thinkers who has these ideas that come to him from, you know, who knows where. I think the man is frankly tapped in somewhere. And then what I've observed is, and I've also tried to help him connect with a lot of people in the scientific, you know, kind of open-minded scientific community here in the United States. And the, what I find is that his ideas that he put forth maybe, you know, 4 or 5 years ago finally are confirmed by scientists, you know, at some point. So that's what's starting to happen, as we were discussing about the ice crystals. That study with, you know, with the University of Hawaii confirming it, he's been talking about that for years. And all of a sudden now we do have that. That's kind of how he got into it. And now what he mainly does is he does not go in and take these pictures. He has staff that's trained to do this. And it's very interesting, because I've done what he calls HADO training, which is being trained to understand his work and to be able to go out and teach it. And he, even to have the people take the photographs in the lab, they need to be able to be very even and not projecting anything into the water themselves when they're doing these experiments. So it's, you know, it's a very subtle thing, but it's very interesting work that he's up to.
Well, I think that that is a magnificent, and he's probably being channeled, as you know, and I like his idea of water's the master listener. And when we come back, I'll be talking about some of the work with DNA that I've come up with water, and we'll get into morphic resonance.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Hello, this is Parker Pathways. And Cynthia, I believe we have a caller that's been on the line waiting to get in. The name is Wynn. I wonder if Wynn is on the line from California.
Yes, hi. Dr. Parker, I wanted to ask you about parasites. And you were talking about Dr. Emoto taking pictures of water. And last night on the news, I was very disturbed because they were talking about an E. coli outbreak in spinach, bagged spinach. And they said 48 people were sick in 8 states, and one person died in Wisconsin, and they had 20 cases in Wisconsin. And they said California was the number one grower of spinach. And they didn't quite say how the E. coli got in the spinach. You know, are they using recycled water on this or what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But also, too, is that we had a fountain in San Jose that was shut down last week because it had salmonella and bird poop. They claim it was from bird poop, and then they also claimed there was parasites in baby diapers. And the thing that I found kind of interesting is that the majority of parents weren't disturbed that their children had parasites. And I would like you to talk about what parasites do in the human body and this stuff about recycled water. They're building a fourth pipeline right here in the Bay Area, and I was at the water board meeting when they said that they're going to blend the water in the reservoirs in the Alviso and Calaveras Reservoir. They're going to put this fourth recycled water line into our drinking water reservoirs. And I don't think people get that if they can't kill parasites, why on earth are, you know, they're putting this in our water to cause more outbreaks. And people really don't think because something that's microscopic that it affects you, and that's what I'd like you to do is talk about what's in the human body. But there was one more thing. I was at an EPA meeting last year when I met the man who worked on the Milwaukee cryptosporidium outbreak. And I said, if chloramine was so good, why didn't you add ammonia to the water to kill the parasites? And he said it was too far gone and chloramine wouldn't have done the trick. So obviously, chloramine doesn't kill parasites. So why are they using it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a very, very interesting subject. And Dr. Yamoto has some photographs in the book of the hidden messages in water where, and makes a statement that any water from the tap isn't going to give a good crystal image in any country he went to. And the other thing, the chlorine, of course, would never give a good crystal image that is from water. And also there's a reference in Dr. Yamoto's book that I found quite interesting that relates to your question and your comment. I believe it's Professor Joan Davis of the Zurich Technical Institute. She worked for 30 years on water going through pipes, working in processing of water. And she found that the minerals escape in any crystal form in the water. And if you take that in context and add it to, let's say, a work that's been done by Dr. Beresford in 1983 on recycled water, causing urinary and bladder cancers in both sexes. I have 37 references on this subject on bladder cancer and ovarian cancer that covers from 1978 to now, of which the government has known from the EPA and their surveys the large intestine and the rectum cancer in males and the large intestine and the bladder cancer in females was first discovered in 1979 on a large scale by Dr. Hogan's work. And this was studied in 156 U.S. counties from 1950 to 1969. You just think about that one. And in terms of the fact that where we are in terms of internal molecular changes that affect the DNA, and I'm going to be discussing with Cynthia Black some things about this later in the interview. And this gets into her idea of morphic resonance, which I'm doing a lot of real thought on research in morphic resonance, which Mr. Yamoto mentions. Organisms, however, add what are called chemical mixes that are different amino acid sequences that mutate as they become more toxic. So therefore, if they are in the water and they get into the serum of the body, then they mix with all of the other nitrogen systems that are in the body. Now, ammonia is added to chlorine to make chloramine as a factor of being a disinfectant, which is, you know, supposed to be a secondary disinfectant, but it's really a disinfectant that really doesn't kill all of the cryptosporidium spores or the Giardia lambius liver flukes. But we have another problem here. If we were to take Dr. Yamoto's thesis on its surface, and let's say that the water crystal is what he calls a master listener, is carrying information, and that information is creating other information, which is being duplicated, which has already been shown under stereometric studies. It was first shown in 1981 because I remember the study at Livermore Labs. And at the time, we were the Army was dealing with other kinds of lethal things that we won't discuss. But no one paid it, you know, felt that that water was the medium. Water had to be one of the ingredients, and it was just technologically shoved aside. But as we look at it now, we are talking about a separate chemical world that's being created in the mutations of our DNA as a result of all these activities. So if you have a human being out here that's politically nonplus in terms of saying, well, if we have feces in diapers and we're going out and it's okay for children to drink from fountains that are contaminated, you can run down the full concept that healing is not going to occur properly. It's not going to occur properly. And the reason it's not going to occur properly is the fact that the nonmetals, which are fluorine, chlorine, bromine, and iodine, which are in the water, are all secondary carcinogenic triggers for the DNA that are in the water. Chlorine for female, just off the top, chlorine for breast cancer on the rough. It also causes male urinary cancer on the lower part of the bladder. Bromine destroys the trophoblasts of embryos of humans. Fluorine combines with another silicate to have silica fluoride, which causes cancer of the stem cells of the bone marrow of women. Iodine, with chlorine on the forms of the perchlorate that is formed from the water contamination from rocket fuel that is contaminated one-third of America right now, causes follicular thyroid cancer. Those are the biggies, but there are others. You add all of this to the mix, you have yourself a transfer of information through crystals, through organisms, back again to another quantum physics explanation on a two-dimensional level, which is creating a whole new series, and here is my thesis, a change real world of DNA of a human being. So anyway, that's part of the answer, and I'll give the rest of the answer later in the show.
Thank you.
Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. And so when this whole concept of morphic resonance, which is explained by Dr. Emoto quite nicely, if you're aware, using his sense, aware of something, then other people become aware. And I find this quite profound in the terms of DNA research, and I will get into that later. But your opinion of morphic resonance is, this is on page 92.
Which book are you referring to?
The Hidden Messages in Water.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and this is a profound thought by Dr. Emoto, in my opinion. I mean, the way he words this, when you have an event that will happen, it will happen again. Now, I know that we can say from a logic point of view that if you look at that, that makes sense. You say, yes, of course. But not everything in metaphysics operates like that, because you have to have a cause and effect. Isn't that true? I mean, in Buddhism, you'd have to have cause and effect. You'd have to have cause and effect, and to finish the sentence, you'd have to have cause and effect through sound, which is 7,000 years old, written in all, and probably older, you know. But what is your opinion about morphic resonance as in the healing of all of this? I know I've taken you on another route, but you're immersed in this.
And I'm not a scientist, okay? Let's start with
no,
that.
Don't worry
science
about that.
Science is not my forte here.
Yeah, don't you worry about that, Cynthia.
But from what I'm observing and seeing and all that I'm exposed to with the, you know, publishing we're doing, which is really much, very much in this field and going forward, once something's happened, it's happened everywhere. I mean, that's what I'm observing is it just builds upon that in the next instance. So I think that, I'm having some discussions with some, top scientists about, what they're seeing as a new science. And I think that it's building on this resonance idea that, consciousness affects matter. And once it's affected it in one spot, it's happened everywhere, And for people who've watched the movie What the Bleep, and the subsequent movie Down the Rabbit Hole, they show the experiment where the balls or the things are being shot at the board. And you, it's, you know, I think that it the intention were, you know, studies on intention that Dr. Emoto's been doing show that it can show up somewhere else, even though the work is done in one spot. It affects the experiment that's at a distance, and that's you know, that we've now had a double blind study done, and a triple blind study is in process, so that we have some scientific backup for his theories. And that's what's very exciting. I mean, the first study is being published now in Explore Magazine, September issue, by the chief scientist at the Institute of Noetic Sciences.
Oh, yes.
So I did want to let your readers know about that if they are able to pick that up. It does have the double-blind study published in the September issue.
And that would be a good interview too, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. It would be. Dean Radin is wonderful, and he's definitely, I mean, as you probably know, the Institute of Noetic Sciences does some wonderful experiments and study in areas on the edge of conventional science and consciousness, and
mm-hmm.
And so we created an introduction for Dr. Emoto, and now he's working in conjunction with Dean Radin there to, you know, study this, because there are a lot of applications for his work, even in earthquake prevention, you know, or anticipation, knowing when earthquakes are going to be happening. He's been doing a lot of work that he just doesn't have the time and ability to really maximize the way that his work can be applied out in the world. So
mm-hmm.
is looking for people to understand and study his concepts and then take it out and apply it in different areas in the world.
Mm-hmm. I found it fascinating to read about the water recording the earthquake
mm-hmm.
ahead of time.
Yes.
Didn't you find that fascinating?
Yes, very. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a piece of Russian work that's very old, but they were talking about this whole thing and how it. The crystals carry forward
mm-hmm.
This information, and then, of course, Emoto is explaining it in another way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but think of what would happen as a hypothesis. It was saying if somebody drank that water,
mm-hmm.
the question would be, would the human cell and the DNA pick up the memory of that earthquake mm-hmm. in the cell?
Almost like the animals who anticipated the tsunami and, you know, down
yeah.
in Indonesia, too.
Yeah.
That may be. And we may have that kind of a intuition and knowingness in us that just is so has been lost because we're so stressed out by daily living that we just aren't as sensitive to it as
mm-hmm.
we may have been before, like the animals are.
Well, I have been involved in human medical science for a long time, and
mm-hmm.
and I've always known that fetuses are 99% water no matter how you come out.
Mm-hmm.
And think of all the signals that are being given to a fetus.
Absolutely.
Through
yeah.
water crystals.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, during your lifetime, you have, and you probably know this, but this is a reminder of things. This is one of the standard things. You've got 81 ounces of water that you lose during a day, and you're supposed to have average total water intake of 81 ounces.
Mm.
Now, my particular interest is the memory of DNA and creating it using the water molecule as a filler to simulate life. And this is a very advanced kind of work, but it's making sense because urea, which is in the urine of a human, it forms hydrogen bonds and water molecules. But you take a substance called isobutene, I-S-O-B-U-T-E-N-E, which is the end product of these secondary carcinogenic products in the water. You are only dealing with 9 ounces of water in the body from metabolism.
Hmm.
And that 9 ounces controls your whole body.
Wow.
Now, that's heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, when you really put forth that concept, wow, I mean, think about our food that is receiving the water, let's say, under Dr. Emoto's hypothesis. What happens if the crystals are carrying more than the toxins? They're carrying the memory of the other system, of the ecosystem, which created this crystal from outer space.
Yeah.
Hey, we're dealing with a different kind of medicine, I feel. And that's what I'd like to get into in the next hour.
Okay.
Headline news, activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm. Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Parker Pathways, placing a pathway to a new piece of knowledge by Masaru Emoto, The Hidden Messages in Water. Our guest is publisher Cynthia Black of Beyond Words Publishing, who has unfolded in this first hour a very interesting piece of work and explanation of what can be, I feel, what the New York Times has said, that this can, these thought processes of consciousness can be, indeed, a practical plan for peace that starts with each one of us, to quote the review. And this reminds me, and I'll give you an opportunity to express yourself on as we leave this first hour. There was a story in newspapers on September 8th, the national coverage, about a vegetative patient brain active in test. Unprecedented experiment shows response to instruction to image playing tennis. And this lady had been in a coma for a long, long time. And so what they did was they, without any hint she might have a sense of what was happening, the researchers put the woman in a scanner that detects brain activity and told her in a few minutes that they would say the word tennis, signaling her to imagine she was serving, volleying, and chasing down balls. When they did, the neurologists were shocked to see her brain light up exactly like an uninjured person's would. And it happened again and again. I contacted the hospital back east, and I wanted to know the lab work, which I confidentially could get, on her electrolytes to find out what her electrolyte system would be like. Here's a person that's been in a coma for 7 years.
Yes.
And her electrolytes were normal every time the word tennis was mentioned.
Goodness.
You want to talk about the power of water?
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. And that thing, I'm going to try to put that in one of my books. Mm-hmm. That example, I get the permission from the family to do that, which I already have gotten. And we should talk about this down the road too, Cynthia, about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, but your feelings here about where we go in medicine with this is something that I would really like to hear from you. What your just general feeling is, where we can go with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, in all of Dr. Emoto's lectures, he always talks about the importance of water, and you brought that up earlier, Wynn, about the, how much water we excrete each day and how much we've got to drink and to just stay even. And, he uses a diagram of showing the body and what percentage of the body is water when, you're an embryo and then when you're a baby and as you develop and as we age. And he has this funny little thing that he does in his PowerPoint where, when you go below, I think he has 60 or 50%, then he shows the little body kind of going up to heaven, kind of moves up.
Is it death, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what happens to the body when you get below a certain level. It just doesn't live anymore. But with his theory of, memory, or the water's memory, it's really vibration that is what the water is picking up. What is the vibration that it's being exposed to? And one of his theories that he puts forth also, as you get into a little deeper into his work, are we coming up to a break here?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I can continue this later, but about Hado, and I want to explain that.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. very good because it has to do with healing. I really want to thank the first hour listeners and for the intensity of understanding these things. And make sure you support RBN.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.